On this edition of Grow Haze, Director Doug Williams speaks with the Eagle Morning Show's Mike Kerner about housing developments in Haze. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Radio and originally aired on KAYS on Friday, November 15th. This is the Post Podcast.
You always kind of inform us and keep us up to date on how things are growing in Haze. I just want to kind of get a status. I know we've talked about this before. They've talked about that rerouting traffic, that whole road that they want to put in just to the northwest of Haze, up where the truck stop kind of is going to be. Any status on that, when they might start working on that?
Well, we call that the Northwest Business Corridor,
right,
just for future reference.
Okay.
We're a ways away from starting on that. You know, the county had some preliminary engineering done.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the $6.5 million build grant that was awarded a couple of weeks ago is huge, actually makes it possible. So that will take place. There's still a little bit more money that has to be found. And I think greater minds than me are busy tallying up what that is and figuring out where that money's going to come from. But I would like to think that it could be a 2020 project or start of that project.
I think it'll be a cool thing. I mean, you talk about all the business that will be up in that area. You have Hess that's up there, and those guys and gals that drive that road won't have to worry about those dirt roads all the time with their vehicles. You'll have the truck stop up there, which will kind of be busy within it, be its own little universe up there, but still raising tax dollars for our roles here in Haze.
Absolutely. I like to compare it to, I think it was the early 1990s when they put the utilities underneath Vine Street going north. And you look at the development that has occurred north of the interstate since then. Be a different kind of development up here, but it does open the path for that type of development at exit 157 as well. So we're excited about that.
So a lot of that happening, and also the roundabouts, and I'm not sure the exact dates on any of that. I don't know if anybody really is sure what the exact dates on some of that will be.
Well, I think they're moving forward at the city commission meeting last night. They voted to move forward with the process of some condemnation of some property for right-of-ways, kind of a controversial subject.
Very.
However, you know, sometimes that has to happen. You know, it's for the greater good. At least that's the concept of condemnation. And that's what they're moving forward to do now.
Okay, so we've got that. The other thing that you were going to talk about this morning, we want to talk about affordable housing. I know that that kind of is kind of a tough pill to swallow for some people, but people out here need it. We see that. We have a lot of people with entry-level jobs, and they're just trying to make ends meet, but it's tough with some of the housing prices.
Well, housing is a constant topic in Haze. You know, anybody, as you recall from the city commission, the recent city commission election, affordable housing came up. When you talk to employers, they talk about affordable housing all the time. And there are lots of challenges with it because, first off, nobody can really define what that is. You know, some people, I've had people talk about, just like the recent situation with the homeless guy, well, we have an affordable housing situation for that. Well, true enough, very tragic and a sad situation. From a Grow Hay standpoint, we view it more from a workforce standpoint. We have 1.9% unemployment in Ellis County. We have to be able to attract employees to Ellis County, and affordable housing is an issue. So we're taking a little bit different perspective on that, trying to use some tools that are in place that local governments have to make things more affordable and then build a little bit different type of home that has been built in Ellis County over the last 15, 20 years to try and get into more of an affordable range.
From your perspective, you're trying to grow Haze and try to get more business to come to Haze. And I'm sure, because they want to know this too, these businesses that are coming to Haze or prospectively coming to Haze, I'm sure they ask that question too all the time. Is there affordable housing because we need that for our workforce?
We get that asked all the time. We have employers that tell me that they have interviewed a candidate. They have offered him a job. The candidate has accepted the job. They go out and shop for housing, whether it be rental property or to buy something, determine that they can't afford to live here and don't go through with coming to work for these companies. So, you know, sometimes I think Well, that may be an excuse that a person uses if they maybe don't want to come but don't want to tell the employer they really don't want to come. But it's legitimate in many cases that we definitely have a pretty robust housing market. That's not all bad, but we have some niches that we need to fill.
And, of course, we talk about that for prospective employers. We talk about that with maybe young families. But also, you've talked about this many times with a lot of seniors in our growing senior population. And we'd love to have this as a destination for a lot of seniors to come and live here. It's such a great place to live. Some seniors that are moving here to town as well, we would like to have affordable housing for them with their fixed incomes.
Yes, certainly affordable housing does affect the senior market. Maybe not quite as much as it does the young starter homes, because many seniors have income capabilities that maybe starter people in starter homes don't. But senior appropriate, retiree appropriate housing is important, and that means not as many steps, maybe accessible restrooms, and maybe just a different design than what we have to offer right now.
Do we have steps in place, or is there somebody that's taking the reins on this with maybe local builders or trying to make this happen?
You're talking to him.
Okay. So what are some of the steps that you are taking or want to take to maybe make this happen? Do you want to sit down with the contractors in town or maybe put a group or organization together to help plan this?
I have sat down with the contractors in town. Affordable housing has to start with affordable land.
And
so that's step number one. So, and I've been talking with numerous landowners. We think we maybe have a site where we can acquire some land and build some affordable housing. Still very preliminary, but that's the first step. We need a developer who's willing to make that investment and take that on, put in streets. We need the city to cooperate with what's called a rural housing incentive district, which, to keep it simple, means there wouldn't be any specials on the houses, because that's one of the challenges of new development is that the specials are going to be $150 to $200 a month. Well, that doesn't really equate very well with affordable housing.
No, you see realtors out there all the time. Hey, the specials are off on this area.
Right, right. It's a selling point now when they do run out, but you're not going to build anything new, at least we haven't, without specials. But some of these programs allow for that. And then we need to look at building a little different type of house. If you look about in the 80s, between Old Donald and Canterbury and north of 22nd, lots and lots of houses were built out there that aren't 1,400, 1,500 square feet, five bedrooms, three baths, three-car garage, and $350,000. You know, they were 1,100, 1,200 square feet, three bedrooms, a bath maybe up, a basement that they could finish out later. Some had one-car garages, some had two-car garages. But I think we need to look at a little different type of housing to appeal to this market.
And that will help out and maybe get some more people to move to this area.
Well, that would be the goal,
yep,
is to be able to attract and retain a workforce to get I hate to ask for higher unemployment numbers, but 1.9% is a pretty tough situation for our county to be in. You really take recruiting any type of a large employer completely out of the picture when you have a 1.9% unemployment rate. They just aren't going to come here.
I see that. I think businesses want to see a little bit higher, so they've got a little bit bigger pool to choose from. So, yeah, I could see that too.
If you subscribe to the theory that 3% of the population doesn't want to work anyway, and your employment level is unemployment is 1.9%,
it's tough.
You've got a little bit of a disconnect.
Yes, there is.
So we need to resolve that. So housing is part of it.